over there. I feel like Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah. Oh my
God. No, yeah. Take that off. Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Check 1, 2.
We're all here, ready for the races, and we got...
I'm so scared.
Up next is Morgan and Konya.
That's what it used to sound like at shows. Hello?
Just having fun. Is this what you meant when it sounded robotic?
Yeah.
Last one.
Small robot. The small robot.
Oh my God, I hate this. Because you can kind of hear your voice. Fuck you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry. It's a fun new toy. Come on now.
I know, but I want to get it going. So here we go. We got a new device and we're trying to sort it out. So this is from Relationship Advice. It is titled, My Husband, 36 Male, is mad at me, 31 Female, for not sharing my work-related details. We both work in IT. Recently, I started freelancing. My husband is mad at me because I won't share the technical details the client shared with me. He says there shouldn't be any secrets between us and is calling me names because I refuse to share the details of the work. I haven't hidden anything from him. He has access to my emails and Messenger. But this is something in the professional realm, and I refuse to share the technical details. He is accusing me of being cold and distant. What is the best way to handle this situation?
I'm confused at why he wants to know all this.
I think because they both work in IT, I think he wants the technical details shared with him, just like he wants to know the inside scoop. Maybe depending on IT, like what it is, maybe he wants to take the code. Maybe he's just a nosy guy.
Yeah, it feels kind of nosy. I don't know if there's a hidden agenda. It doesn't seem like that. Maybe there is, but it just feels very nosy. Like he's got access to my emails and my Messenger, but this is a professional thing, so...
But why does he have access to that?
Right.
That's kind of weird in the first place.
That's what stands out, yeah.
I think it's also weird that when OP says, I'm not going to give him the technical stuff, he says there shouldn't be any secrets between us and is calling me names.
Nah, that's so misplaced.
This is really manipulative, and I'm speculating a lot based on one post, but like borderline abusive maybe.
Guaranteed. It's just misplaced. It doesn't make any sense because no secrets between us. This has nothing to do with that, you weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You're going to be like, there's always got to be a little mystery, otherwise there's no fun.
Yeah. We do have some edits, but maybe I'll read the top comment first.
All right.
Why does he want technical details of what you are working on? Tell him client privilege that you cannot discuss it, which is so, so true. Like OP could get fired for sharing any information. A lot of clients have you sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. You are prohibited from sharing company details.
Yeah.
Like this is a no-brainer.
Right.
That he should easily understand and not want to put her career on the line.
For sure. Are they married?
They're married.
But I'm your husband.
There should be no secrets between us.
And come on. I mean, of course you get curious about stuff. I mean, think if you're married to a top political figure, you wouldn't want to know some of the shit going on?
Hell no. Ignorance is bliss.
I guess it is for most things.
Plausible deniability, baby.
I guess, yeah.
I don't want to know.
But like I'd like a tour of Area 51, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
That kind of shit. But for things that, I guess he's into it because they're both in IT. Because I can't see myself ever being interested in
if
you were doing something IT. But
no.
I get the curiosity, but also at the same time, be careful because you're starting to blur the lines of like, you're starting to bring this into your relationship.
Definitely
when
are.
When it really has no place.
Yeah.
And especially when you pull cards like, there's no secrets between us, that just, you're going down a very bad path.
Mm-hmm. Someone else points out the email thing. They go, and why does he have access to OP's email and Messenger?
Right.
Like my boyfriend and I use each other's phones sometimes, but don't have access to one another's emails. And my boyfriend has never, nor any other partner I had, tried to tell me I need to give him details about work projects. Granted, we aren't in the same field, so he wouldn't be that interested anyways, but that is just so weird.
Yeah.
Like he's doing it as a power play to test OP's loyalty.
Yeah, which is just, that's the misplaced thing I keep going back to.
Mm-hmm. We have some edits. Edit one, thank you, community, for this overwhelming response. I'm going through each and every comment, but overall response is so reassuring. Edit two, to answer the main concern here, yes, he has controlling and manipulative tendencies, which I started observing only after we started living together. Leaving is not an easy option, and things are not always black and white. I'm dealing with it one situation at a time. Edit three, I meant my personal emails and messages, so he doesn't have access to work stuff.
Right.
Even him having access to personal is, again, very controlling and kind of weird.
Yeah, you got to retain some kind of independence.
I think OP might come to realize that this relationship is not super healthy.
Yeah, it's a bad path.
It just sucks. It sucks that it takes getting married for people to like show their true colors sometimes.
Isn't that scary?
It is. It's really scary. Like I saw a video the other day that this lady was like, on my wedding day, my husband walked into the hotel room after the celebration and said, this is who I really am. And said that like, oh, it's normal to like act differently before getting married. Like a lot of guys do it to get the girl, and then became a totally different person. And people in the comments were literally like, my ex did this to me too. Waited a week and then dropped the act.
Oh my God. It's that would almost be
terrifying.
Like, you know how much that would take to put on this show for that long? What's the point?
I don't know. Another thing.
She's just going to leave you.
Yeah. Or like, put up with it because, oh, we're married now. And like, it's not easy to like untangle things.
We got to kill that norm though.
Divorce is okay.
Yeah.
Love divorce. Yeah. If it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
I also think this kind of goes to show like, if you're not super opposed to it, living with your partner before getting married is something to really consider.
Right.
Like his true colors and manipulative tendencies came out when they moved in together. So it might be helpful for people to kind of get that out of the way and see what you're really getting yourself into.
I think that is very true. Because I think even in some of the stories we've read recently where you have discrepancies about household chores, you can't really, or honestly, someone's cleanliness. Like you can't really get a sense of that because when you don't live there, it doesn't personally affect you.
You know,
it's their kitchen or their space that's dirty. It's not your shared space. So you don't feel impacted by it.
Mm-hmm.
And so moving in and living together to have a preview for the rest of your life is definitely worthwhile when you're considering you could live together for 6 months, and 6 months is nothing compared to 60 years, you know what I'm saying? Or however many years.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely worthwhile. So it's really good that we're going to do that too.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
You don't know what we might find out about each other.
You already leave cups on your side of the bed.
I don't do it at my house though.
Why'd you do it at mine?
It's already messy.
Dustin, that's so rude. That's okay. My room is really messy, but it won't be.
We'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see how it all goes.
That, I know.
You know, the first few months when we get in there.
It really will be scary, won't it?
Yeah.
God. Wish us luck, guys. And let us know what you think of this audio. If there's something we should tweak about it, or if you prefer the old audio, let us know. Is it clear? Is it better? Did I waste my money?
Check!
Don't yell at them.
You gotta test like the loud too, though.
Gosh.
You guys get loud during episodes.
You're gonna scare them though.
Not if this thing's working right, it should pull that down to the same volume.
Okay.
Yeah.
But enjoy the bonus little story here, guys. Bye.
Bye.